Would everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise, as well as our guests in the upper chambers, for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 34th Psalm we hear, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed in spirit." Merciful God, we thank you for our safe travel here this week. We know that each day you place various people before us, and sometimes we have the opportunity to hear their stories and discover the diversity of human hurts and needs and a variety of wants. Help us to know, amid limited resources available, new ways to address ways we can be of assistance that can lift their spirits and direct help their way. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean,
here.
Beck,
here.
Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Platt is here. The senator from the 7th is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 28th day, Thursday, February 23rd.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from Dunklin County.
Mr. President, I rise to speak on a point of personal privilege.
The senator from Dunklin has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In recognition of Black History Month, I want to note an exceptional member of my constituency in the 25th Senate District, a lady that is no stranger to this building and somewhat of a living legend to those of us in the Boot Hill, Miss Sherry Maxwell, or Mother Sherry, as she is affectionately known by many of her supporters. She is a community leader and caregiver for more than 30 clubs and organizations throughout Southeast Missouri. My first introduction to Ms. Sherry was prior to the pandemic in 2020. We discussed a number of issues and needs in the district at that very first meeting, but it was our second interaction that I was truly able to see the force for the good of Ms. Sherry is. In those first moments of COVID, uncertainty was abundant, but Ms. Sherry was determined to get to work for the most vulnerable among us. Reaching out to bridge federal and state partners, in short order, she assembled hygiene products, masks, and protein goods for those in the greatest need. Upon arriving to the food drive, Ms. Sherry had me on a forklift and working to help unload trucks until the job was done. Needless to say, with Ms. Sherry, actions speak louder than words. When the program came to conclusion at the end of that summer, over 326 tons of protein and dairy products went to nourish the vulnerable Missourians. Ms. Sherry's success didn't come overnight. She has been working to expand opportunities for over four decades. At the beginning, she started an early childhood education with only 25 kids in an after-school program. Today, Ms. Sherry's network impacts over 1,500 kids in Southeast Missouri, ranging from food security needs to workforce development training. She is able to accomplish her incredible task by cultivating partnerships by any means necessary, mainly food. She has served as a source of inspiration for many that have chosen to embark upon a life of service, and her work continues to steer us toward a path of progress in the 25th. Thank you, and please join me in celebrating the leadership and commitment to community shown by Ms. Sherry Maxwell.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Sherry Maxwell. The order of business is introduction of guests. The senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of the chair, Mr. President?
I'm taking it under consideration.
That's fine.
State your inquiry.
Wait. Have you ever met two more ambitious, intelligent, and hardworking young men than the two young men that you just received on the dais?
I've never witnessed two more energetic, hard-charging, devoted young men, not only to agriculture, but also to feeding those who can't feed themselves.
So you have with you on the dais, they're actually not constituents of mine, they're just friends of mine, Lucas, who's on your left and the body's right, and Travis, who's sitting in the big chair right behind you, Alexander, who have been coming to the Capitol for a number of years with their parents. I believe they live in Fordland, but they are active both in 4-H and in agriculture and Farm Bureau and on their family farm. And I just wanted the body to welcome them. Normally, Governor, yourself and I somehow get fleeced for, oh, there it is, some sort of donation that will further the agricultural project that one or both of these young men are working on. But I wanted the body to welcome them to the Senate again. And if you had anything you wanted to add, Mr. President.
Travis has taken over for Lucas here, and he is now carrying the box.
I see the box.
That slot is big enough, Senator, for you to put money in.
I see that. It usually happens, too.
And you'll be buying a lot of food for the food pantry. Right.
So, Travis was in my office just a minute ago, and he was telling me that his project this year is to raise a pig, show the pig in, I believe, June at the Tri-County Fair, then auction the pig off, make sure that whoever, probably yourself or maybe me, donates it back so that the pig, once it's processed, can be donated to the local food pantry. So, If anyone is wondering about the future of agriculture in this state, I guess I would say I feel like it's in pretty good hands with this family and the two gentlemen that you've got on the dais with you, Mr. President, and I appreciate the time.
I would hope the Missouri Senate would make these two young men feel welcome in the Missouri Senate today. The order of business is introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 13, introduced by Senator Hoskins. A concurrent resolution relating to Make Music Day.
Senator from Johnson, would you care to explain your concurrent resolution? Thank you, Senator. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 663, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to voluntary non-opioid directives.
Introduction of bills. The senior senator from Jefferson County.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send both bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 664, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to instruction in cursive writing.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 665, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act relating to child placement.
Introduction of bills. The senator from Livingston County.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
And I paid attention.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 666, introduced by Senator Black, an act relating to the offense of interference with the transportation of livestock.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. Livestock transportation is an important step in supplying food to the world, and it is imperative that that process is safe and as efficient as possible. Due to the fact that transportation causes stress and discomfort in animals, strict animal welfare protocols and guidelines are in place to mitigate transportation stress as much as possible. When individuals and/or groups interfere or tamper with livestock transportation, they cause additional stress and potential harm to themselves, the livestock, and the transporters. This bill defines interference with transportation of livestock and details the corresponding consequences of that action.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. The senator from Ozark.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 667, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to prosecuting attorneys.
Senator from the 5th District.
Bill?
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you. No explanation necessary.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 668, introduced by Senator Roberts, an act relating to legal representation in certain court proceedings involving children.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, I ask for unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
So he's standing right behind you. I would like the chamber to make welcome Senator Brian Munslinger. He was a senator in our area of the state before I became a senator. He's a great guy, and he did a great job, and I would like you to make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome Senator Munslinger back to the Missouri chamber. Introduction of bills, the Senator from Clay County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills, and no explanation is needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Please send both bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 669, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to telehealth services.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 670, introduced by Senator Arthur, an act relating to social workers.
Introduction of bills. The Senator from Newton County.
President, I have two bills. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send both bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 671, introduced by Senator Carter, an act relating to an individual's COVID-19 vaccination status.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 672, introduced by Senator Carter, an act relating to disbursements of funds by the state librarian.
Introduction of bill, Senator from the fourth.
I have two bills.
Senator, would you please send your two bills forward? Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill number 673, introduced by Senator May, an act relating to opioid prescriptions.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 674, introduced by Senator May, an act relating to accountability of St. Charles County government.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 9th District. Thanks, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 675, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to legal representation in certain court proceedings involving children.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 676, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to the offense of filing false documents.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 12th District.
Have a bill, Mr. President. No Please. Explanation will be needed.
Thanks, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 45, introduced by Senator Black, a joint resolution relating to certain fees for law enforcement personnel.
Introduction of bills. Senator, the 20th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills. No explanation needed.
Thanks, Senator. Please send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 677, introduced by Senator Trent, an act relating to the jurisdiction of small claims courts for actions in Replevin.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 678, introduced by Senator Trent, an act relating to a pilot program for media literacy and critical thinking.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 679, introduced by Senator Trent, an act relating to payments for prescription drugs.
Introduction of bills. Senator of the 26th District.
Bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Could we please get some order in the chamber? Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
I just have one from him.
Oh, did he say two?
No, he said read the first bill.
Oh,
but
okay.
Senate Bill number 680, introduced by Senator Brown, 26, an act relating to prohibiting ideological discrimination and post-secondary education.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
I have two bills, Mr. President. No explanation is required.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 681, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to certain sports complex authorities.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 682, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to the assessment of real property.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I ask that you recognize the Senator from Scott for a report.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Scott.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your report on fiscal oversight has a report.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bills 94, 52, 57, 58, and 67, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Thompson Rader, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Report from General Laws.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 21, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bernsketter, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Appropriations has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred Senate Bill 30, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Huff, Chairman.
The senior senator from Jefferson County.
Committee on Local Government and Elections has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Joint Resolution 43, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Gannon, Chairman.
Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, I ask that the Senate go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills, formal calendar, and I ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be third reading of Senate bills, formal calendar. First up is Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute. For Senate bills 94, 52, 57, 58, and 67, the senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate bills number 94, 52, 57, 58, and 67 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Johnson County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bills are now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate bills number 94, 52, 57, 58, 67 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bills?
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is a combination of several bills from the Senator from the 1st, the Senator from Ozark, the Senator from the 13th related to the SHOMO Act, the film tax credits that we used to have here in the state of Missouri until 2013 when it sunset, and then also the Entertainment Industry Jobs Act. We did add an amendment from the Senator from the 23rd based on some negotiations that basically says that, hey, if other states get rid of their incentives regarding film and the entertainment industry, we also would sunset ours. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The senator from Johnson County has moved for the third reading and final passage of the Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills 94, 52, 57, 58, and 67. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Johnson renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills 94, 52, 57, 58, and 67 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills numbers 94, 52, 57, 58, and 67. An act relating to tax credits for the production of certain entertainment. Senators Arthur, Bean,
aye.
Beck,
aye.
Bernsketter,
no.
Black,
aye.
Bratton,
no.
Brown 16,
aye.
Brown 26,
aye.
Carter, Serpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon,
aye.
Hoskins,
aye.
Huff, Koenig, Lueckemeyer, May,
aye.
McCreary,
aye.
Moon, Mosley,
aye.
O'Loughlin,
aye.
Razor,
aye.
Rizzo,
aye.
Roberts,
aye.
Rowden,
aye.
Schroer,
aye.
Thompson Rainer,
aye.
Trent,
aye.
Washington,
aye.
Williams.
Senator Galloway. Senator Galloway votes no. Senator Johnson. Madam Secretary, would you please call the absentees?
Senators Crawford, Williams,
by your vote of 20 aye and 12 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, without objection, I ask that the Senate go to the order of business of perfection of Senate bills, formal calendar, and I ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be Senate bills for perfection on the formal calendar. First up is Senate bills 49 et al., the senator from Lawrence County.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 49, 236, and 164 be taken up for perfection.
You have heard the motion of the senator from Lawrence County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from Lawrence County.
Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164 be declared perfected and printed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Mr. President, imagine yourself, you're male, or whether you're a female, that you wake up one morning and you look in the mirror, and what you see as a stereotypical person is not what you see in the mirror today. And so you go to your parents because you're perplexed, and you really don't feel comfortable in the skin that's covering your body. And when you tell your parents, imagine you're a girl, and say, Mom and Dad, you know I'm a tomboy. You know I like to play with other guys, and I rough and tumble. And when I look at myself, I'm not a girl. And I don't know what to do. And so your parents really don't have the answers. So they seek professional help. And the help that they seek tell you that your child is needs to be encouraged to continue on with these thoughts. Perhaps you need to start some therapy. Perhaps you need to start with some cross-sex hormones. Not really telling the parents what the long-term effects of that is going to be. They begin. And so at age 15, you as a girl are making a transition to become a boy, and part of the protocol is to butcher your body, to mutilate what was once a developing young lady and cut off both breasts. And so that's what happens. And then a year goes by at age 16, and you think, what in the world have I done? Because of the chemicals that have been put in my body, I may never be able to bear a child. And if I do, I won't be able to breastfeed that baby. Mr. President, that's not a made-up story. Chloe Cole, at age 12, saw herself as not a girl, but a boy. She went to her parents. They sought help. The medical community said, continue. At age 13, they started the cross-sex hormones. At age 15, they removed both breasts. And at age 16, she had that thought about, what in the world have I done? I spoke to Chloe just over a week ago. I spoke to Luca Hine, who accompanied her to the Capitol. And if you had the opportunity to talk to either of these two young girls, now age 21 for Luca and 18 for Chloe, I don't know how that you could have had any other expression but grief and sorrow and hurt for what had been done to them. And then, of course, we have the revelation that came about with the whistleblower Jamie Reed from Washington University's Transgender Center. She accepted the job there thinking that she was going to help young people. But yet that's not, according to her testimony through an article and also an affidavit that had some 86 different points, was the case. And so today we're here after hearing about this for a few years at least, with the task before us of either doing nothing or protecting Missouri children. Now, this bill does not prohibit these procedures and therapies for those who are of the age of majority, which is 18 and beyond. But for those who are younger, it does allow us to give a little pause so that the children, as in Luca Hine's statement said, just let them be kids. Let the kids grow and have fun and do the things that kids normally do without the pressures from adults. Without, and I'll tell you, this grieved me when I heard it from them, the introduction of the thought of suicide was not their own. It was not from their parents, but it was from the counselors in the medical community. And so this bill will prohibit these therapies and mutilation surgeries for kids who are below the age of 18. And I believe that's something that we need to do. Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from the 23rd, please?
The senator from Lawrence County has moved for the perfection and printing of Senate Bills 49, 236, and 164. He has requested an inquiry of the senator from the 23rd. Three senators standing, the senator from Shelby County.
Mr. President, I ask for a point of personal privilege.
Senator from Shelby has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator from Shelby, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. The bill we are currently discussing is incredibly important. Nothing is more important than protecting our kids. It's also incredibly important that the floor leader be allowed to lead and set the schedule for the Senate. I ask the senator from Lawrence to lay this bill over to set up further discussion, which we are currently engaged in, so we can find a way to get the bill passed. I am confident this bill, if debated all night tonight, would not pass. In an effort to bring this up at a time that it will pass, I am forced to move to adjourn. Mr. President.
Senator from Shelby.
I move the Senate stand adjourned until February 28th at 1 p.m.
You have heard the motion of the senator from Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Tuesday, February 28th at 1 p.m.